Oasis Audio presents Love in Disguise by Carol Cox, read for you by Jamie Draper. Teach me your way, O Lord, and I will walk in your truth. Give me an undivided heart, that I may fear your name. Psalm 86, verse 11. Chapter 1. Chicago, Illinois, December 1881. Oh, happy dagger! This is thy sheath! Ellie Moore gripped her hands together as she mouthed the well-known line from the last act of Shakespeare's Romeo and Juliet. The words floated out into the dark chasm beyond the edge of the footlights, and an expectant hush filled the theater, followed by a collective gasp at the moment she plunged her fists toward her abdomen and threw her head back with an agonized grimace. There rust, and let me die. Ellie let her head fall to one side and held her pose, silent as the grave, while the Capulets and Montagues reconciled and the prince delivered the final line. Not until the roar of applause swept through the auditorium of Chicago's Orpheum Theater did she stir again, ready for the curtain call. Ellie waited for the proper moment, then swept one foot behind her and sank into a low curtsy, spreading her arms wide. Her right hand brushed against the back of the red velvet curtain that screened her from the stage. "Here now, don't you dare set that curtain to moving!" Startled by the abrupt hiss behind her, Ellie jerked her head around and met the fierce gaze of Harold Stiller, the theater manager. At the same moment, the actors began to file off the stage. Roland Lockwood, the troupe's Montague, bumped against Ellie's outstretched hand. Arms